Congregation may be seated, and would the children come forward.
Good morning, everybody. Well, our lesson today is about the wedding in Cana. So, Mary and Jesus and the disciples went to a wedding. What do you expect they saw at the wedding? What do you think they had there?
Food.
What else?
Flowers.
Flowers. Things like that. Well, after the wedding, people. And they were having the reception, there were a lot of people there, and they were eating and they were drinking, and they ran out of wine. And in the olden days, when you ran out of wine, that was not good, because as a host or hostess, that means you weren't very well prepared. So Mary asked Jesus to help out. Jesus said, "My time has not yet come." And she insisted. So maybe Mary may have been helping them at the wedding reception. So Jesus had the servants go and fill large stone jars with water. Well, I don't have any large stone jars, but we've got some water here. And I've got one pitcher that's got water in it and one that doesn't. So let's just see. So they poured the water into the pitcher. And Jesus told them to take the first cup so that they could test it. And they turned water into wine, or Jesus turned water into wine, okay? Now, what I did was a trick, okay? What Jesus did was a miracle, okay? Because I used a little bit of food coloring to help me out, okay? So, this was Jesus' very first miracle, okay, out of many that he would perform. So just by those servants following his directions and pouring regular water into those stone jars, he turned water into wine. And it was better than the wine that the host of the party was serving. And they usually save the best for last, after everybody's senses had been dulled just a wee bit, okay, from the food and the wine. So that was an amazing thing. All right, let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for sending your Son and giving us miracles. Let us follow his word and serve him. Amen. All right. Thank you, folks. Have a great week.